Hey folks, I'm your host Rudy, and welcome to RPG Retrofit. In today's episode, we're looking at a two-page mini-adventure from the 1989 City of Greyhawk box set for AD&D called Minding the Store. Jason from Nerds RPG Variety Cast asked me about my method of converting old modules to newer systems, which made me think about this particular adventure. Let's listen to his voicemail.
I'm interested to hear your conversion process. So the things that I've converted in the past, I've converted over things like ICRPG or Barbarians of Lemuria. And Barbarians is crunchier than ICRPG. It's got more stats and more things to build. But for the most part, I will read the module or whatever I'm converting from, and I'll just take the feel from that and the ideas from that, but I won't worry about anything mechanical. I don't worry about, well, this stat converts to this stat in the new system. I don't even look at the stat block. I do. I look at the stat blocks. But I'm not trying to approximate stat blocks at all. I just try to do it on my own. And I don't worry about any kind of, you know, straight point conversion or anything. I find that's too complicated. Now, if I was running Champions or Hero or something, maybe you'd have to worry about that stuff. But with the lighter games I'm running it in, it's not relevant at all. But I'm really interested to hear your conversion process, how you go about that. So, looking forward to the answer.
Thanks, Jason. It sounds like we have very similar methods. The quick and dirty answer for my method of converting modules from different systems is I do it the easiest way possible. I'll touch on later how I deal with it when it's within, like, different versions of D&D. But for games using completely different systems, I just mostly wing it. Look for easy replacements, quick reskins of like monsters and baddies. Mostly I'm taking encounters, settings, situations that sound cool and mining them for their essence. Makes me sound like the bad guys from Avatar. Anyways, let's look at this mini adventure and see what we can do. The premise for Minding the Store is an NPC the PCs presumably know, Senard Porbell, has asked them to run and take care of his pawn shop for a few days while he attends to business outside of the city. In return, they'll get 50% commission on anything they sell. He also leaves them 50 gold pieces in various denominations and gems to make change and run the store day to day. So here's the rub. Senard developed a nasty gambling habit, and being an accountant for the Thieves Guild, blew a ton of their money at the tables. He needs to skip town to try and raise the money to pay back the guild. The PCs won't know this. He tells them it'll be a couple of days, but in reality, it's more like a few months until he'd ever really make it back to the store, to the city. So the PCs are left with this pawn shop that's been cleaned out of anything of real value, and they're left with a bunch of strange junk and doodads. This would be a good opportunity to sort of mine those trinket lists you see in a bunch of different books and fill the store with the weirdest stuff you could find. So the module gives you a map of the store. It's a two-story building. There's a shop in the front. There's kitchen. There's like a storage room, some living spaces upstairs. There's a hidden safe that's trapped. So with that set up, there are two main encounters that are supposed to happen while the PCs are running the shop. And that's the other thing. It's you're suggested to feed the PCs some regular customers, have some role play situations, some haggling and, you know, just some kind of low-key encounters between these two major encounters. So the first one is an adventuring party comes in. There's a drunk fighter in the group who pawned his magic sword at the shop a few days ago, and he's back. He's got the 1,000 gold pieces needed to get the sword back, and that's the issue. The sword's gone. The second major encounter is the Thieves Guild shows up. This is your classic mobster movie scene with them locking the door behind them, you know, flipping the sign to close, lowering the shades. And asking for their cash, which happens to be 2,500 gold pieces. It's obviously not there. If your PCs have it, I guess that could be the end of the adventure. But probably they don't, or they don't want to give it up. By the way, the safe that's in the shop, that's locked and that's trapped, is empty. Senard took everything. And so the thieves will give them 24 hours to get the money or else. So we need to look at two encounters and how to handle them in our system of choice. In the module, the adventuring party is five adventurer types: human fighter, dwarven fighter, mage, priest, and thief. My first instinct is to break from this and basically have this NPC party mirror the PCs. I wouldn't make it super obvious at first, but I would slowly reveal them to be like exaggerated versions of the player characters. That would make statting them pretty easy, obviously, because you could just use the PC stats. Otherwise, they do provide the AD&D stat blocks. The drunken human fighter has 2 hit dice, 5 armor class, 18 hit points. You'd keep the hit points. If you're doing something like 5e, you can just flip the AC, so that would be 15 instead of 5. The damage he does is D8 plus 1. I'd keep that. If you're running an old school essentials or some other kind of BX type system, then the stat block is pretty much good to go. You can just run off the hit dice, 2 hit dice, and then figure out the AC if you want to do ascending or descending. The second encounter is a level 4 thief with a couple of level 2 thieves. And we have their stat blocks, but they also represent something kind of bigger than just a fight. They have the entire guild behind them. So this might be where we explore like more role-playing type opportunities, deals the PCs can't refuse. That's good campaign fodder. They could end up working for the guild and having to do some unsavory work, and who knows where that can go. Completely breaking away from fantasy RPGs, this scenario could easily be adapted to something like Scum and Villainy or Blades in the Dark. The basic premise is, do me a favor. Well, there's more to the story than we thought. Now we've got to deal with these consequences. With games like Blades or Scum and Villainy, you can even be looser with, quote unquote, converting this, since there's a lot of shared narrative play between the players and the game master. So, you can basically use the skeleton of this situation as your jumping off point, as your starter, and then have the players feed you details. What kind of store is this? What kind of trouble did the shop owner get into? Who's coming after them? Who's looking for their money or their goods or whatever? Thanks for listening, everyone. You can check out the show notes at rpgretrofit.blogger.com. Leave me a message at Anchor, or I'll put a link in the notes, or you can shoot me an email at rpgretrofit@gmail.com. Thanks for the great question, Jason. Until next time.